Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University's worldwide campus, where students can launch or accelerate careers in aerospace, business, engineering, or applied science. More at erau.edu/ww.
I'm Sharon Stone. This is Engage. Last week, we introduced the four leading candidates vying to replace Jerry Demings as the mayor of Orange County. The position is nonpartisan, but there are three Democrats vying for the job. They are former Orange County Commissioner and current Clerk of Courts Tiffany Moore Russell, former U.S. Representative Stephanie Murphy, and current Orange County Commissioner Myra Uribe. There's also a lone Republican in the race, Winter Park tech entrepreneur Chris Messina. Last week, we heard the candidates talk about transportation in the region, affordable housing, and homelessness. This week, we'll conclude this two-part series, beginning with candidates' stances on the upcoming property tax reform initiative. Florida voters will have the opportunity to approve a ballot initiative that would lead to increases in the state's homestead exemption, increasing the property tax exemption from its current $50,000 cap to a $250,000 exemption over 2 years. While this could provide much-needed financial relief for homeowners, those opposed contend it will strip counties and municipalities of much-needed tax revenue, as well as drive up rates for Florida renters. We asked each candidate how they plan to vote on whether to expand the state's homestead property tax exemption. Stephanie Murphy has concerns about the impact to municipalities and families.
I plan on voting no, because I understand people wanting, homeowners wanting some tax relief, but the unintended consequences of that proposal may result in making our housing affordability issue worse, because what municipality will permit any kind of housing that costs less than $250,000, because it will all be expenses on that municipality with no revenue to cover that expense. I think that would be devastating for a state that is already struggling with housing shortages and housing affordability.
And when asked where she would start cutting spending or finding new revenue if the proposal passes, Murphy explained her approach.
I think we have to start by looking at our budget and how we are currently spending those dollars, and are we spending them well? Because our budget has grown exponentially. In the last 8 years, it's grown by $4 billion, which is about an 88% increase. That is significant. There are very few places across this country where the budget has grown that much. And so I think that there are places for us to look for what amounts to be about 2% cut, that property tax piece, to look inside of the budget as it's currently spent, ensuring that we are aligning the resources with the objectives and responsibilities of the county.
Tiffany Moore Russell says she's voting against the proposal she says could leave Orange County with fewer resources.
When you look at where the money is allocated from when it comes to the county budget, my fear is that that revenue loss will risk what we consider discretionary programs, those service projects that helps the seniors, the homeless, mental health services, right? And so that is my fear when we start talking about cutting, and I think cutting resources. So I won't support it because I know, you know, how government is structured, and I think it's a huge, huge gamble that the legislature is making by pitting voters against their local property tax revenue.
And if the proposal were to pass, Moore Russell said she'd start cutting the budget by looking within county government.
The first thing that I learned actually as the clerk, when I was elected as clerks within the first year, I had to cut my budget three times. And in the clerk's office, I don't get to go raise fees. I don't get to go out and increase my filing fees or my user fees or create a new fee. I have to live with what I have, the way the structure is designed by the legislature. So with that, I directed my staff and leaders to find innovation, find efficiency. I want to be very honest with voters that I'm not saying it's never going to come, but I think the first approach is we need to do some internal housekeeping first, look for ways to clean up our departments, be more efficient before we explore any service charges or new fees. But I do believe we will have to evaluate what is our needs future for the county and how do we end up paying for those.
Chris Messina supports the property tax reform proposal.
I'm voting for it, and I'm encouraging everybody to vote for it. I think it's a really important initiative, and the sky is not falling in terms of the impact on revenues. The homesteaded properties in Orange County are 2.5% of the total county budget. 2.5%. That would be if 100% of every homesteaded property was covered. But the proposal that's on the ballot is to go from an exemption of $50,000 to $150,000 next year to $250,000 the year after that. So that's going to be an impact of between 1% to 1.5%, assuming no growth. So the impact of the property tax on the county budget, if the county's well run and with a growth mindset, is going to be budget neutral at worst.
Orange County's fiscal analysis projects $165 million in lost property tax revenue in 2027 and $275 million in 2028 if voters approve the amendment. Messina said the county can offset any potential revenue loss.
There's already a natural increase because properties have been increasing in value in Florida. Number two, new buildings, residential buildings are being built. And so that's the second thing. Third is we have a pro-growth approach, which is to attract industrial businesses and revitalize blighted areas such as our blighted strip malls. So that's going to generate its own growth. In terms of cutting, though, we'll cut programs not to meet the overall county budget needs because of some fictitious shortfall from the property tax reform, but we'll cut programs that aren't performing. And so we're going to do a zero-based budgeting approach and look at programs that just aren't meeting their endpoints or aren't contributing positive value to the needs of the county.
Myra Uribe disagrees with Messina. She plans to vote no and says that if passed, the reduction in property tax dollars will likely have a bigger impact than voters may realize.
I will be voting no. We all know we just spent 2 days doing the county budget for the upcoming fiscal year, and every department showed, if the homestead in fact goes into place, how much revenue we will lose, and that impact from park services to your water, to your trash collection, to your safety, to your fire, to your corrections, all of it will be impacted when you take out that significant funds. But another great point is that property rollback only helps homesteaded individuals in this town. It's only 26% of our population. So the majority do not benefit off the homestead property tax rollback that is being promoted as this huge savings. But what we do lose is we would potentially lose a lot of services in the meantime.
And if it were to pass, Uribe said the county would have to make tough choices.
We're going to have to do more with less. We're going to have to reduce our budgets across the board. The difference is, what kind of impact will that mean on the services we have? What kind of impact does that mean on the staff we have? And what kind of impact is that going to mean when you are out there they're talking about from waiting 30 years to pave a road to 50 years? Those are the impacts you're going to see. And it's a very... We don't realize how dependent we are on those funds for our daily function because we've had the pleasure of living in a great town, a great state, and a great country. But when you see those effects firsthand, it's very frightening.
Orange County collects hundreds of millions of dollars every year in tourist development taxes, the tax paid by people staying in hotels. Most of it has to be spent on tourism because state law limits how counties can spend it. We asked each candidate if Orange County should push to change those restrictions. Murphy said she would first look at more creative ways to spend tourism tax dollars that are already allowed under state law, like promoting local events that attract overnight visitors or investing in tourism-related transportation.
As somebody who's looking to run as local mayor, of course I want more flexibility on all the resources that are inside the county budget. But I also recognize that that is a fight in Tallahassee. What I can promise this community is that within the bounds of the law as they exist today, I can use those resources to the greatest impact for the greatest number of people across this county. And that's the thing that I think is missing in this moment, is that we currently aren't maximizing those resources within the bounds of the law.
Moore Russell supports expanding how TDT money can be used, including spending the money on housing and transportation that supports tourism workers.
There are many people who live in Orange County every day that work in the theme parks, that work in our hotels, that work in those restaurants that make us a great destination, that make us a great, you know, customer experience for those who visit us, right? Work at the airport, work in public transportation and links. All these are people who live in this county who are, we've talked about all morning. We've talked about they can't afford their rent. They can't transportation. They're spending hours on the buses. And so I am open to expanding TDT being used for TDT service related services. So how housing tied to tourism, transportation tied to tourism is what I would be open to.
However, Messina believes the issue is more complicated than expanding the use of TDT taxes.
I think that would be a futile effort to do that. And what I think it should do instead is have a broader definition of what tourism is and what tourist promotion is. So for example, it could include, let's say, dedicated transportation between the airport and tourist centers. Could be, dedicated mass transit or support for unique ways of connecting different theme parks, for example.
Uribe said she strongly supports expanding the use of tourism development tax dollars.
100%. And I'm really disappointed we haven't done that already. We need to go to Tallahassee. We need to work Tallahassee. Monroe County did it when they added an additional penny. They've been able to successfully do this, but we've never done it. We have allowed the industry to control it, and it's not right.
That was the candidates on tourism dollars and how the county should invest those resources. We also asked them how they would address another major issue for residents, one that we here at Central Florida Public Media have done a lot of reporting on, flooding. Extreme weather has brought damaging flooding to neighborhoods like Orla Vista and Azalea Park. Residents experience flooding following heavy rain. We asked the four candidates how they would help communities where many residents blame increased development and aging stormwater drainage systems for persistent flooding. Stephanie Murphy feels the county must take a more proactive role in stormwater management.
It does start with ensuring that you have proper guidelines for development in impervious surface area. But also that investment that I spoke about earlier about investing in stormwater management has to be a bigger priority for the county. Not only does it prevent the kind of flooding and the property damage that comes with flooding, but it also allows us to be able to secure insurance rates that are lower. So much of this is not just about collecting the impact fees and then sitting on them. It is about collecting the impact fees and then actually executing at the pace of the economy and life in this county on the projects that mitigate the impact of growth.
Tiffany Moore Russell says the county needs to seek federal funding to mitigate flooding in the region's historic communities.
I live near Reams Road in West Orange County, and when a storm comes, the road floods out, right? It's not safe to drive. They cut us, we have to go around. I mean, there's a lot of those areas across this county. I mean, I think it's because when they were some of those older communities were developed is below the current guidelines today, right? And so I think we have to have a very strategic approach to repairing that infrastructure. And it's going to take us years. I tell people this story all the time. Holden Heights went through a retrofitting project, and it was initially started by Mabel Butler when she was on the county commission. But Holden Heights is a huge community, and it literally took, even when I became the commissioner, they was on phase 3 and 4, right? I mean, it's because you're talking about uprooting sidewalks, not displacing residents, but you're disturbing their day-to-day, right? They're how they how to get to home, their travel, they're moving around their neighborhood. And so it takes time so that you're not totally disrupting an entire community. And so I think it's important that the county comes up with a capital improvement project plan that's based on years and how we can get state and federal funding, as well as our local resources to make those changes and move the needle for our residents. Because this is Florida. We have hurricanes. We have rain. That's our reality.
Chris Messina questions why some newer developments have even been approved and why nothing has been done to fix the flooding issues in other areas.
This is an example to me of local government mismanagement, because that's been a known problem for at least the past decade. And there have been all kinds of proposals to create flood mitigation systems that have only half moved forward. And finally, after the last round of flooding, the work has really started in a serious way there. There are other places like Ridgedale Road. The Ridgedale Road is an area off University by Rouse Road, it's flooding because downstream there's been a lot of development along the Conowhatchee River. And all the water is backing up. And during you know, even medium-sized storms, these areas flood. So we have to be, I actually agree that we have to be very cognizant of where we allow development. There's another development along Rouse Road that, in my opinion, should never have been approved. Because when it has storms, this is a commercial development, it's flooded with 2 feet deep of water. So why are we approving these? And so we have to be very cognizant to the impacts on flooding, both locally and downstream.
Myra Uribe says a lack of foresight by county planners has led to the problematic flooding.
Unfortunately, this is part of history of Orange County. Rio Pinar was built in the late 50s and 60s. They didn't have the requirements engineer-wise for retention ponds, the storm drainage. We've actually been working a lot, and this is one of my biggest problems that we've had with Vision 2050. As we're preparing for the next 25 years, in Vision 2050, they never included infrastructure or transportation. Now, the focus is infill, and I understand that. You want to fill those gaps. We want to protect our rural boundaries. But if you don't have healthy infill, you're only creating chaos for the community that surrounds. And those are exactly the examples that we're talking about. So for Rio Grande, what we did is we created a new retention pond. It's on the corner of Lake Underhill and Econ. We've updated some of the older infrastructure that was not sized well under Rio Pinar, but we're not there yet. It requires a lot. We don't have the right of way. We don't have the area to do it. And it is going to continue to be a problem. They're talking multi millions of dollars to try to correct this area. And we deserve to really get a plan and move forward on this. No resident should ever feel the fear of the next storm coming to our community.
Tourism, taxes, and flooding are among the issues shaping the race for Orange County mayor. Florida's primary election day is August 18th. Early voting starts August 3rd. If a candidate fails to get more than 50% of the vote, there will be a runoff election in November. Engage is a production of Central Florida Public Media. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Richard Copeland is our senior producer. I'm Sharon Stone. You can reach us anytime with questions, comments, or story ideas. Send an email to engage@cfpublic.org. Thanks for listening.